John Deacon. Very, very memorable song, very popular in our catalogue.
Yeah, it's John on electric piano, because Freddie really didn't take to the electric piano at all. He considered it a vastly inferior instrument to the grand piano, which it probably is, but it is particularly, it's useful in particular situations, and it was written around that. I remember John being very particular about this backing track. From the drum situation, it's a nice big fat drum sound, and a sort of reverse around the drums, starting on the lowest tuned drums first and ending on the snare, which is not normal. It's sort of the reverse of the way things are normally done. So quite interesting in that. And that drum aspect.
Also interesting because it's not your normal drum sound. I mean, again, it's Deakey pulling us in a different direction.
Yeah.
And Roger has a big, fat, natural drum sound, and Deakey then goes in and EQs it to death.
Yeah.
And makes it sound very different. It's all very crunched up and compressed, and lots of top wound on the EQ buttons. So it's very untypical Queen sound of the time. Mm. It was the second hit off
A Night at the Opera.
Night at the Opera album, and not insignificant. Although obviously everyone remembers Bohemian Rhapsody, this is still a very loved song. I think particularly in the States, actually.
Particularly in America, yeah. I was absolutely devastated one day when I happened to catch the Donny and Marie Osmond show. Or was it the Osmonds?
Is Roger being narrow-minded again?
And there they were singing it. I thought, it's all gone terribly wrong. That's just Brian finishing the whiskey.